Interestingly enough, you're against mandatory vaccinations. Can you firstly elaborate and clarify that kōrero for us,
Yeah.
please?
And I think, first of all, we're against a lot of what Labor's doing in the COVID response, if it's because they have forgotten tangata whenua, they've forgotten te tiriti. And what we're against is the Labor mandate approach and the way that they've assumed that we don't have an ability to mandate or rahui ourselves. And I guess that's the whole centralised practice that we've seen from this government they've become really famous for. What we support is that mandates are actually actioned from within the whānau hapū iwi sectors, and they take control of that. And again, that, we're opposed to this one-stop shop approach that the government has applied the whole way through. A part of our follow-up is that we want to also see redeployment or efforts and support for those whānau who, for whatever reason, whether it's the wrong time, whatever, is that there was kōrero, that there was discussion with the sector, that there's an ability to make sure the tamariki behind these whānau aren't going to be thrust into poverty. So there's too many iron fist tikanga. And you've got to remember, as Māori, we're the most protocoled people around. So it is actually about supporting a mandate that is done a Māori way and done where the communities themselves are empowered. And I've been on the ground and seen exactly how we could have got around those of our members who aren't vaccinated with saliva testing, who have the ability to have informed decisions on, for example, the way that they're doing mandates across the health sector, is if you're a psychologist, a physiotherapist, a dentist, you've got to be mandated. Well, actually, we can ring and choose. I get it in A&E, I get it in emergency situations, but there's just so many other ways that this could have been done.
Look, I think you raise a really, really important and critical point for Te Ao Māori, and that is around our use of rahui. We know rahui very, very well. We put it in place when we see that there is a need to safeguard te ao, ourselves, whenua.
Absolutely.
We know that very, very well. It raises the issue again, and really it should be put to the government, which hopefully I'll be able to do to the Minister Apoopo. But why not talk to Māori? This is what you're saying. Why not talk to
Well, they
Māori
did.
about a
Trouble
rahui?
is, they did talk to Māori. They didn't like the response. And this is the whole effort with this government and the way that this Prime Minister is driving the COVID response. They did talk to Te Rōpū Waka Kaupapa Urutā about the vaccination rollout. They did get advice from Dr. Lauri Jensen. They ignored it. They get advice on inequities by experts. They ignored it. They got advice by the iwi leaders forum on mandates, which they were totally opposed to. They ignored it. So what we have is a government that has no room for Māori whakaaro or response. And as a consequence, we're now 18% of the population, but making up nearly 50% of those infected. By Christmas, 6,000 Māori by Christmas, we're going to have 6,000 Māori expected to be infected. And this is a government that's absolutely out of control with how it's treating tangata whenua. And if we don't put a pole in the ground and say, no, and we know we're not in government, we know they're gonna slam our approach, slam our policy, but someone has to put a pole in the ground and say, stop it, you're gonna kill us. And we need to have a Māori response plan to show there's no reason for you to be this way to us. These other solutions. We could be empowering and funding Māori to lead our own response like we did in 20, and we could be setting up an independent statutory Māori pandemic response group that is responsible for making sure things are happening while the Māori house authorities it's being stood up. We could be investing in holistic kaupapa and kai and rongoā and making sure our home, that we have a Māori home isolation strategy so that we can set our whānau up with their own rapid antigen packs, their own, saliva testing at home and supporting our whānau who are struggling instead, and actually funding iwi checkpoints at the borders, like she's made the announcements today. But instead, what we have there's this consistent arrogance of a monocultural approach that is really hurting our people. And it's, you know, we've just got to push and hold this government to account.
Interesting, because the National Iwi Chairs Forum, their pandemic response group, also came out with very much the same whakaaro as the Te Pāti Māori, empower and resource Māori to lead its own COVID-19. We see that around the motu, how Māori can do more and do faster with more resources.
Look, in Taranaki, look, I've just been on the ground for the last few weeks, but you know, we are there days before the DHBs arrive. The iwi are there on the ground, still there. We watch our testing stations just go until it's emptied. The DHB closes it at 1 o'clock, 20 cars in the car park, you know, 20 cars in the drive-in. They don't care. They close. We are being hurt by a public health system that has been harming us for a long, long, long time, and who doesn't know us, who can't reach us. And I really fear that because this Prime Minister is so intentional on her direction and is now making political decisions versus health decisions, it's just going to cost us. So we have to, and we did. I think one of the things we did today was actually call for unity and stay focused on our kaupapa, on us, on our mana motuhake, and coming out of this alive.
One of the other points that you make in your response plan is keeping international borders until Māori vaccination rates hit 95%. We're still just over 80% and 70% vaccination. That's dot one and dot two. We're very low. Auckland is moving, are able to move come December the 15th. You can either get your passports or you can have a negative test 72 hours, not strong enough to safeguard Māori if our vaccination rates continue to stay low.
No, and I think you see it so well, Ewa. It is not strong enough to safeguard Māori because that is not this Prime Minister's priority. And she will be held accountable at Waitangi, whether it's physical or digital. This is not the way that a government that is a part of Te Tiriti should be treating its tangata whenua. So, you know, we and I know on the ground, we're just not geared up. We got a phone call from Te Arawhiti and all our leaders here in the regions to say, oh, we can resource you, we can resource you. It's no longer about money. The same people that are doing the kai drops and that are doing the testing and the vaccination and out, you know, trying to help whānau come up with a plan for isolation, are the same people that are doing the iwi checkpoints. I don't know where she, you know, I don't know where, you can throw money, but I don't know where they think the manpower, woman power, whānau power is going to come from.